Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite TV after show begins, we want to let you know about my new show on SiriusXM Stars Channel 109. It's called Conversations with Maria, and it's live Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Go to conversationswithmaria.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Ooh, dramatic entrance. Hello, AfterBuzzers. You have found us. It's the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. The full panel is here, and we're going to get into every single thing that happened in tonight's episode. That and more. Tonight's episode backwards in heels, but we're going to go forwards and listen to a little bit of Erica Jane as we intro ourselves. I'm your host, Grant Rutter. You guys can find me on Twitter at Grants_Rants.
Oh, hey. So my turn. I'm trying to sing. Hey, guys. My name is Christy Olson, and you guys can hang out with me at Christy Reports.
Hey, guys. It's Megan Stecker, and if you want to tweet, Insta me, or snap me all week long, it's all at Megan Stecker.
Fern Ronay here. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Fern Ronay. Nice.
Oh, yeah. Chorus time.
I listen to this song when I'm driving. I was driving through Beverly Hills, actually, with this song on Sunday. So very appropriate.
But I put on my makeup to it.
Yeah. I like it. I need some new music in my life, so I'm all about this. So
you've had some good snaps, like headbanging to the jams in the car. It's so cute.
That's what I'm doing. That's it. I mean, it's me, myself, in my car. That's it.
You're giving, like, really great face on your snaps, like dancing in the car. I like it.
I'll have to check it out.
Thank you. I think my snap is, like, Grant of CA. I don't know. You know what I mean. But anyway, let's talk about tonight's episode. And we picked up a little bit from last week. Now, ladies, you were here, so I want to hear your thoughts and opinions about kind of what went down at that dinner party. They marketed it as the dinner party from Hell Part 2, but it really wasn't, like, much to me. What did you think?
I thought it fell flat. Like, they keep teasing stuff, and nothing's happened this season, unfortunately. It's like we tease the drama, and there is no drama, and I feel like it's such a letdown. But I will say that I thought Faye was frosty, and if I were Catherine, I would have reached across the table and started something after she said, "And do you feel better?" Like, no, them's fighting words. That, I mean, last season that would have been like wine across the table, glasses shattered.
The dynamic has changed.
Reaching for the neck. Oh, I missed last year.
Reaching for the neck.
Why can't we have more violence?
I mean, when violence happens in Bev Hills, it's good. We talk about it for years.
I think, I don't know, I was annoyed with Catherine. She talked and talked about how annoyed she was, how angry she was, acting tough and like the things she was going to say, and then when it came face to face, she folded and had nothing to say and was a little, she was weak, and she is still angry about it. I thought they resolved it and Faye said she was sorry and they, you know, moved on. If Catherine was really as tough as she claims to be, she would have said everything she's been wanting to say for 20 years.
Well, Fern, Zany,
it was so disappointing.
Zany in the chat thinks you look gorgeous. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I thought you would want to know that.
Thank you.
You look great tonight, Zolly.
So in this episode, it picked up with the day after we saw Lisa and Kyle, and immediately Lisa is giving trouble to Kyle about what happened at the party and the orangutan that was out of its cage. And, you know, it's like, I mean, I do love things like that. But, yeah, I mean, basically, Kyle's like, Lisa, you're holding on to a 3-year-old grudge. Like, I thought you guys were, like, over it. It really wasn't that bad. But I think, again, it's just Lisa really playing up to the cameras. That's what I got out of this scene.
Mm-hmm. And she just doesn't really have any reason to be invested in Faye. She can kind of keep her as an enemy on the show and have that drama. She doesn't need to make good with
Faye
Resnick.
It's true, yeah. It's true.
Classic LVP for me. Classic. Mm-hmm.
I can't believe that in the past 3 years she hasn't encountered Faye any other time. Isn't that weird?
Yeah,
it is. Faye hasn't been around in the past 3 years?
I guess not.
Especially if she and Kyle are supposed to be such legit great friends.
Yeah, it seems weird to me.
So we learned that Lisa and Kyle are having this joint anniversary party. What?
Sorry, I just had a thought. I'm wondering if Kyle was trotting Faye out so much this year, trying to get her on the show. So it's like, in the end, they pick Catherine mid-season. But was Kyle trotting Faye out, trying to get her back on again.
So that she could have an ally.
Well, yeah, because that Cody Simpson's mother couldn't get a work visa, so then they had to throw somebody else on, so that she was probably like, enter Faye, she has history with the show, here she comes, and then, they pulled the rug. Man,
That's a good point.
It just dawned on me.
Mm-hmm.
In
I like
state
it.
State of exhaustion, that's when the creativity strikes.
Yes.
Oh,
I'm not that point. No, it's true.
Isn't Faye always isn't Faye always at Kyle's party? She's always she's like the Camille.
She's always the white
party. The
white parties, which is odd because Kyle has the annual white party. Aren't they all invited? I don't think Faye would miss a white party.
Right. No. So you're right. This is drummed up Lisa BS for the cameras. Mm-hmm.
So they're going to be celebrating their anniversary together, which just seems like another thing, like, for the show. Like, I really don't think these two would really celebrate.
No, because Kyle's real anniversary was just a couple weeks ago. The night she was on Watch What Happens Live, which
that's right. What,
I don't know. I'm not sure if it was last week or two weeks ago.
That's right.
But it was her actual anniversary, and Andy pulled out the gift from Mauricio. It was like, Mauricio couldn't be here with you tonight. This is a surprise. This is his gift.
So and that was such a showy, typical Richards move, too.
Well, I saw that. Christy, I thought of you when she received those earrings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, annoyed. That was unnecessary. We get it. You're filthy rich. We get it.
Here's my problem. Crying over diamonds. Like, I wanted these so bad. Like, okay, Portia.
Mm-hmm. Your husband's worth $100 million. If you want him that bad, you would have gone and gotten him for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I gotta be honest with you, ladies. This episode kind of annoyed me. Mm-hmm. I thought it was very one-noted. It was like all these things from the past and Faye's in the middle and Faye's just like having a good time with her fiancé. So it's like, she's not worried. She's not sweating anything. It was just kind of like, all right, you know. So switching gears, though, to Yolanda. She had a chat, of course, with Erica and they talked about now that Bella and Anwar are being questioned, so now this is where this is originating within the world of Yolanda. This is how she's learning of this question, and she just basically says that, you know, why don't you use the energy to take care of me? And I was kind of like, yo, Yolanda, like, you know, she needs to be taken care of by them. Like, I don't, I mean, I know that a nice gesture might be nice, but I mean, she's looking for people to take care of her. I thought she's surrounded by enough people, in my opinion.
Oh.
I think her point was more so that if you've got time to talk behind my back, then help me out instead. Mm-hmm. But I did think a little bit too, like, oh, well, shouldn't need to take it that far.
Yeah,
shouldn't need them to
take
care of her.
I think she was, like, still looking for more people to, like, take her on. I was like, what do you need that for?
I didn't take it that. I took it as sometimes she says the wrong words. But what she meant was, like, use your energy to retweet something and say, you know, like, support Lyme disease. Like, instead of talking about me behind my back, talking about my kids behind my back, talk about something positive that supports me instead of is negative.
I'm with Fern. Just like have my back. Don't go against me in my state.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I guess I was on the bandwagon of like her like feeling as though she needs like the constant attention. Maybe I'm on the negative side. Maybe I'm on the Taylor's side.
You're thinking Munchausen's. You're thinking Munchausen's.
I'm not like on her side, but... Well, you know, that's how I'm thinking.
She phrased it weird. It sounded like like she doesn't want people to come to her house and bring their muffins. Like, but it kind of sounded like that.
Mm-hmm. Yolanda just was ending with me feeling insulted more than anything else. But she doesn't get angry.
Never. Mm-hmm. And even when someone's talking like this about her children, still even keeled. I can't believe it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's on the wrong
show.
Just
like me, guys.
She's on the wrong show.
Grant's ready to ship her off to the farm. He's like, next, Camille Grammer.
Let's talk about Erica's house. We got more of a look inside the house. And, of course, Lisa Rinna almost fell over with excitement to see the house. I mean, yeah, I think Fern and I had a similar reaction watching. I mean, you know, it's like, oh, my God, this is unbelievable. Oh. I mean, I just wouldn't have such a large reaction. You know, I mean, I'd love to have a chapel in my house, but, I mean, she's almost like with her hands on her head, like, I mean, you know, tone it down.
I feel like she could have made it more funny. Like, the kind of comments we're used to from Rinna.
Mm-hmm.
like, you're kind of like, oh, God, that was a nice word choice there. And it's alarming what she'll say. Or maybe that was her from last season. I don't. She's off this. Her whole vibe is off this
she
year.
Is.
Like, I'm surprised she wasn't saying funny stuff like, oh, my God, where's the toilet in this house? I can't believe I want to take crap in your house. It's amazing. You know, like, that's like Lisa Rinna I thought we'd see. Right. And she's like, your house is so beautiful. This is so Pasadena. My husband grew up here. I should bring him by. You know, the famous Harry Hamlin from L.A. Law. Like, stop. Please, stop.
Well, what shocked me is that Pasadena is not Beverly Hills. And we know that the ladies are kind of scattered throughout, but they don't usually highlight it in that way.
True.
Right, you know? I was like, why did she bring that up? Who cares? You know the house is going to be nice. Mm-hmm. You know who she's married to.
Oh, that maybe it was more of like a little dig, like, well, I'm going to this house in Beverly Hills. I mean, it's in Pasadena.
But where does Rinna live? You know where she lives.
She lives in Sherman Oaks, so she even said she's only 20 minutes away, so she's a valley
girl. So
she's
in the valley, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing about being in Erica's home, this is sort of the second time that we've seen inside her home, you don't see her help. Like, when you go into Villa Rosa and it's a scene with LVP, Rosia is running all over the place fetching her things. And, like, in that big old house, and we saw they had kind of a nice spread set up outside or whatever to eat, there was no maids running around. There was no chef like there is at Kyle's house. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if she has to have that kind of staff, right? She just chose not to have them seen or they weren't there. I don't know. I was like, where's the maid?
I didn't know no one to answer the door, perhaps. Yeah.
I thought it was very classy that you didn't see the staff.
I agree. She's confident enough to be like, they don't need to be on camera.
Mm-hmm.
The real life Barbie, that she's in her mansion and the whole thing.
And she's original Barbie shape, let's just clarify.
Yes,
she's not new fat Barbie.
The new Barbie, yeah.
Curvy, I'm sorry. Curvy Barbie.
Yeah. Well, I thought the house was great. I thought Lisa Rinna thought it was great. And she had a comment to throw out there that it wasn't anything like Lisa Vanderpump's house, which is like a disco.
Like, what?
Yes.
You know comment. Rinna got a text after that one tonight.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Villa Rosa's a disco?
It's nothing like a disco. It's nothing like a disco. If anything, it's a terrarium. I've got the words in my head, but it's like, you know, like a greenhouse type thing, a terrarium. Right?
Well, she was saying it's cheap and cheesy compared to Erica's house, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And it was such like an LVP type comment that I was so happy she used it against LVP.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's going to hear from LVP about that.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She already got a text.
Yeah.
Oh, my house is a disco? ? Well, you won't be invited to the next disco then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I predict that next season there's going to be some type of a comment and they'll flash back to that. Because Lisa Vanderpump remembers these things.
Oh, and the elephant never forgets.
That's true. That's true. So let's talk about Donnie and Catherine. I want to know your opinions on these two since they're introed. And, you know, they play house in this episode, and Catherine talks about how affected she was waiting to see Faye at the party, and they work out. And, you know, I mean, I think the husband loves being on the show more than she does.
I thought that scene spoke volumes, honestly. And her going on and on and on about needing to keep up with him and not let him see her age and all this stuff. It's so desperate. Like, if you were really in love, as a husband and wife are, and you've made that commitment of forever, then obviously he knows he married a woman a lot older than him, and you're both going to age, and let's not be too concerned about it.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It was a bit desperate. And also, she has this vibe, like, the Carlton and what was that other woman's name?
Like
Zanuck?
Where they just like didn't fit in and they just didn't like feel like a good like
oh my God,
cast
I can't
member.
Even remember that other fool's name. Carlton and Joyce.
Joyce DeRod.
Yes, I feel like they're like them where you're like, I don't like this new person. She's not that interesting. She's not funny. She's not endearing. I'm sure she's a nice person. I hope she has a nice life, but I hope she doesn't come back next season.
Aww.
I like it. I don't think there's any room for her. I am not impressed. I'm just not connecting.
Exactly.
Well, I did run into Joyce Girard a couple weeks ago, and she's really sweet and still does a whole lot of things, but she definitely didn't need to remain on this show.
Yeah. Mm.
Well, good for her for still keeping that hustle going.
Yeah, right.
Yes. Proves that you don't need to be on the show right now to have something going on. So let's talk about a point that Lisa Rinna mentioned about Yolanda at this point in the episode. She says that Yolanda puts it out there, meaning on social media, or she puts out her sickness, but people just respond to it, and that's how they, you know, react, and that's their honest opinion. Do you think this is an excuse to continue to talk about Yolanda, or does she have a valid point?
It's an excuse because she doesn't have a storyline. Like, she didn't have a storyline last year, and she needs to talk about somebody else. I love Rinna. I mean, I loved her last year. I was like,
oh,
she
yeah.
is amazing. And this year, she's a little kiss-assy. She's a little, like, over-the-top fake. She's not as funny as she was last year. And she needs somebody else's story for her storyline. It's a little mm-hmm. not working.
We're also quiet about this because we're like, we've trashed her so much. I'm just going to remain silent because I think everybody knows how I feel.
I don't care about trashing her. I mean, she's getting paid. I'm not getting paid to be on this show, so, you know, I think...
We're just being honest. We did, you know, she is lovable, mm-hmm. but for the storyline this year is, again, about someone else. It is what it is.
It is. Mm-hmm.
It reminds me about how much is going on behind the scenes, and that when she first started last season, at the beginning of the season, we loved her so much. They were giving us things that we could love, and now they're really giving us a lot that we can hate. It makes me think, like, about Ken, too. When we don't see a lot of him, we're like, oh, we love Ken. He's bumbling around and being funny. Now that we've seen a lot of him or what they've chosen to show, we're like, ah, oh, what a jerk. Why is he hanging out with the ladies? Mm-hmm. Like, just with Rinna, I kind of want to take it with a grain of salt and be like, are they going to show her being not annoying next week? And it's going to be okay?
Great point.
Well, we're about 10 episodes in now. I want to know your thoughts about Lisa Rinna, season 2 Rinna, we'll call her. So let us know in the comments below. We know that you do love to let us know how you think and feel, and you share a lot of good information in the comments because I do look. So definitely check them out below. Give us a thumbs up and rate us high on iTunes. We deliver these shows to you guys for free, and there's so much to choose from here. I mean, you got to tell a friend if they don't already know about AfterBuzz because we cover everything. So take some time. Check us out. Give us a thumbs up and like us.
We like you guys.
Yes.
And follow us on social media.
There you go. That's another way to support us over here as well. Now, Lisa Rinna, she's not very supportive when it comes to Yolanda until now. Because she's going to Yolanda's apartment, and she says that she's just, oh, it's just so uncomfortable to talk to Yolanda. Well, then you should have talked about her behind her back. I'm not uncomfortable to see Fern because I don't talk smack about Fern when we're not on the show.
Thank you.
So if I was, you know, if it got back to you and you're like, Grant's saying a lot of shit about you, then it would be like, okay, hi, Fern, how are you? Are you going to bring it up? But, I mean, you can't do that. Of course you're going to be uncomfortable. I don't feel bad.
And just for the record, in this group, we would all tell each other what each other said, right?
Like, obviously.
Like, but we don't do that. We're all good close. No. We're all friends.
I think some panels right? do.
Yeah, I think so.
No.
Chime in the live tweet. Which panels do you think don't like each other?
Okay. I think there's no one else on the show I would rather go to and be like, so we kind of were talking behind your back than Yolanda, because she's the nicest person
exactly.
ever.
Exactly. And she's so easy.
It's like going to, like, freaking... I don't know, like a yogi who's just so chill, and you're like, so we were saying maybe this is fake. You're not as chill and zen as you act. And then being like, okay, I can see how you think that. I accept that. Your apology is accepted. Like, that's
smile
so...
on her, like, peaceful smirk on her face. And just...
That's exactly what it was like.
It was so
God
weird.
Bless her. She must do yoga, because that's a practice of yoga, to be able to just...
You know, I like
just get through it.
Like,
you know, I'm trying to get there myself, but I'm not going to let her happen.
Let us know.
I mean, I feel like Yolanda was looking at her like she was amused. Like, I have bigger problems than you talking about me behind my back, that you don't believe I'm really sick. So just say what you have to say and get out of here.
Pretty much.
I know we didn't see it on camera, but I hope that Yolanda got the name of whoever was saying she had Munchausen's in town, aka in all of Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I still think it was Taylor.
Yes, but
I have a
Taylor.
Hard time. Well, I have a hard time concentrating when the ladies are talking about Munchausen, because they're all saying it differently. They're all saying it wrong. They're not sure if it's Munchausen's, if it's Munchausen, like if it belongs to someone, if it's plural, if it's a noun or it's a verb. Like, you have Munchausen's, or you are Munchausen, or you're Munchausen's. Like, they just don't know, and it drives me insane. I love it. So funny.
I like how Erica would not dare to say the word tonight. She's like, I know the word you mean.
She doesn't know how to pronounce it either. She's not sure. She's not going to do it.
I love it.
Yolanda says, you know, she just wants friends to trust her journey and to stop judging her. And she mentions these are people just deflecting their issues. And that cuts right to Lisa Rinna. Mm-hmm. So what are the issues, Rinna? We want to see it. You're on a show. You're being paid to show us your life. Come on. Mm-hmm. And Lisa Vanderpump, too. Hello, what are you doing? What's going on? You know?
Yeah, dude, what's up with that sun of yours?
The what?
Oh, with her son.
Oh,
right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Lisa Rinna quickly backed down when she mentioned the Munchausen suit. She said, I don't believe it, though. I don't believe it. So it's like, well, if you're reading the definition of only a few short episodes ago. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know, Rinna. I don't know.
Well, did you guys buy that no one's ever said that to Yolanda? That she had never even heard the word? I didn't quite buy that. She's acknowledged that even members of her family don't believe her, and she's been sick for several years, and no one's ever even made a joke to her, like, oh, don't you wish you just had Munchausen syndrome? Or something where mm-hmm. she really never heard the word. I thought that was a little playing.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't believe you, yo. But still, way to be, you know, even keeled and nice about it.
Well, Yolanda missed out on the Moulin Rouge party. I don't think she missed out on much. Oh. This party looked very cheap to me.
It was like a drag show happening in the wrong city. It was the tackiest.
Thank you.
Tackiest thing they could have done. Like the cheapest ploy on this show. Whatever producer thought this was a good idea, like Sia, go to Atlanta, go to Potomac, whatever. Like, no.
Oh, Potomac. I don't know if you want to go over there.
I know. I heard you talking smack on Potomac, so I thought we'd send a producer over.
Okay, yeah. They can retire over there. But yes. To me, like, the Culver Hotel, which is cool,
spot.
Yeah,
it is great.
It's different for them. Like, especially, like, their style. Like, both of their homes are very different. One of them's a disco. No, but, you know, they're very different than this. So I thought it was, you know, a cool, like, choice, and I never thought they'd go to Culver City, so that was different.
I thought they all looked so ridiculous. This looked like a 20-somethings would be doing this at Halloween, and it was way... I mean, they're all over the top as it is. This was over the line for
me.
They
looked like all rented costumes to me from the same place.
Oh, yeah, and just, like, inappropriate. I turned to Megan, and I was like, girl, if we want to dress like that, we better do it right now, because if we try to do it in 10 years, like, these chicks, we're going to look ridiculous.
I mean, Lisa Vanderpump's stockings...
Oh my God, when they were walking out of their house.
Oh, God.
I thought she and Ken were going rolling right down that hill.
I'm not going to lie. I thought that was an elderly man. I thought that was an elderly man escorting her.
He is elderly. Well, that's where the title...
He's not ancient.
The title of the episode came from, because didn't she say, I have to walk backwards in my heels tonight to not fall down this hill?
Yeah, she did.
Okay, so that's where the title came from.
Though. Yeah, I don't know. I was like, who's that? Who's an elderly man escorting Lisa Vanderpump?
I mean, he's already had the hip replacement. He kind of just waddles.
I think it was like the hat. I think it was the hat, to be honest with you. I just think it made him look like the Monopoly man. I don't know.
I thought Erica looked amazing, though. Erica's outfit was the best one.
I believe that was actually her outfit. With the others, I think they got it from a costume rental shop that Evolution got to deal with. I don't know anything. I'm thinking.
Like, they all went to a room before they went into the hotel, and the producer's like, all right, pick an outfit. Like, just take one, get some stockings.
Who knows? But this party was clearly just put on for the show. I mean, you know, what can I say? Faye's there. She has a not-so-awkward encounter with Lisa Vanderpump. They just say hello. Really nothing really popped off. What stood out to you?
No, well, what stood out to me was who wasn't there after big talk in the first scene that Lisa was going to invite Carlton, former Real Housewife, and she never showed up. And this is totally her scene, too. This, like, tacky Moulin Rouge, just, like, a dark... Was she joking?
Lisa Vanderpump was joking.
I thought she was too, but you never really know with her.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Well, maybe that's part of it. You don't even know if she's joking. I didn't think she was.
I was sad we couldn't find a way to bring in the former housewives into it. They were all there, and it would have been nice to try to bring them in somehow to the story with, like, the new girls and how's it working out and the old girls talking smack and anything to bring them in, because it's really fun to see Taylor and Camille, and they always each say something slightly inappropriate, and it's great. Yeah.
There should have been a conversation with Camille and Lisa Vanderpump versus Faye, because they both had issues with her.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
That would have been semi-interesting.
And
why didn't Rinna approach Taylor and be like,
you're the one who's been saying this.
Yeah, you brought this up, and, like, I just spoke with Yolanda, and it's still, you know, the mess you made is still happening. Like, that's the stuff we want to see, not necessarily 5 minutes of splits.
I feel like they tried to give Taylor a chance this season, and then they were like, oh, actually, you were just annoying. Like,
never mind.
Yeah, like, kind of how at the very beginning of the party, they showed that Camille was there, and they gave her, like, the Chiron and stuff, and then Taylor, you never even saw her, knew that she was there until she tried to inject herself in that conversation at the end, and then they were like, Taylor, oh, yeah, she's here, we invited her, we're sorry. You know?
One thing that came up towards the end was that Catherine asked Kyle when she befriended Faye, and it was in 1994, the big year, when everything shook down in L.A.
Something happened in 94?
Nothing's ever been the same since that one night in Brentwood. But yeah, no, so it's like, you know, so now Catherine's questioning Kyle's entire existence because she was associated with Faye and introduced to her during this time in which this book came out. And, you know, I heard on Twitter that it was actually, I hate to even bring this woman into it, but it was Kris Jenner, apparently, that said that Catherine, she didn't know, she turned a blind eye to things going on in her marriage.
Mm-hmm. That Faye wrote about Kris's comments or Kris's point of view in the book, and that was actually coming from Kris Jenner.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, either way, you still put it in the book, but I believe that.
Mm-hmm. I'm still upset that Catherine hasn't read the book.
Mm-hmm. Right?
I don't believe that.
I don't believe it either. But she did seem to be, like, not that well-versed in what Faye said. But it also, it happened 20 years ago. So 20 years ago, you should have called this woman, even though she's a stranger to you, and be like, you said this, it's not true. You need to know that, and I need to get this off my chest. But it's festered for 20 years, and she just wants to be angry.
And if you're going to be filming scenes, at least read just that portion of the book about you so that you go into filming these scenes educated.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'd like to see even an excerpt pop up on the screen for to loop
they
us
have
in.
It on, it's on Bravo.
They do?
Yeah.
Ooh,
and it
should be on the show.
Much exactly what they said.
So the Twitter user Kelly, is she right in that it's Kris Jenner's point of view?
I just got that tweet and I wasn't able to check it, but on Bravo it doesn't say that it's Kris Jenner said this to Faye, but it says exactly what you know.
Right.
Like, you know, he had an affair with Nicole. Catherine was engaged to him. She turns a blind eye.
You know, if Catherine and her, at the time, husband had such a big problem with this, I'm wondering why they didn't put their lawyers on it from the beginning.
Right, because maybe it's true.
Oh, that's kind of the only explanation, isn't it?
I think.
Said like a true lawyer, she would know.
That's true.
But I feel like this has been festering for 20 years, and Catherine is partially to blame now at this point. You should have called this woman 20 years ago and been like, you don't know me, but you wrote about me, you know.
I agree.
And set it aside.
If it meant that much to her to hold on to that for 20 years, it clearly means something that you should have addressed and not saved it for when you were on a reality show.
Yes, exactly.
I gotta say.
Oh, I'm saving a lot of stuff for when I'm on a reality show, guys.
Good for you, though. Good for you.
I gotta say, after only 2 hours of meeting Catherine, I would prefer to call her Kathy, like her husband brought up. Her husband brought out her dirty laundry already on only the second episode, and he's like, oh, you didn't know her back when she was Kathy and she would beat your ass. And I'm like, oh, yeah, she seems like a Kathy that would beat your ass. Like, that seems more real to me than this whole, I wouldn't even sit in business class. Don't put me there.
Mm-hmm. Like, that one line when she was like, don't talk about me if you don't know me.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Chris.
Yeah.
That's Kathy.
Yes.
Isn't that Kathy from Wisconsin? Well, then tell us more about Kathy from Wisconsin. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know. It sounds about like someone from like, the Real Housewives, like, BLBC or something. You know what I mean, though?
That'll be the next thing.
Yeah, like, okay, all right, Kathy, rolling your neck. All right, so I just feel like she's upstaging Erica, who we all really like. I feel like it was a lot about Erica, and then in comes Catherine with this book, and then Erica's kind of on the sidelines. But next week, it looks good. So, so before we get into next week.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to say that I think that Kyle should defend her sister with the same veracity that she defends her friend Faye.
Good point.
That is a very good point.
I thought her ridiculousness over defending Faye and being pissed that Catherine doesn't like her. It's like, of course Catherine doesn't like her. You know why. And you don't need to run to Lisa afterward. Like, you said your piece. You held your ground. You defended your friend. You don't need to run to Lisa and be like, it was so rude she did that at my party. Like, I actually do like Kyle a lot. I always defend her. I usually agree with her. Not this week. No, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Yay.
No, ma'am.
And I don't blame Lisa Vanderpump for not wanting to get involved at all.
No, why would she run to her?
Of all people, yeah.
Yeah. Forget it. Take a seat. But yeah, I hope that's it for the party, though. Please. Is it over?
Is Carlton ever going to show up?
When are we putting clothes back on? Is all I want to know.
Well, I mean, you know, next week looks great with San Diego, and we'll get into all that in a moment. But first, let's turn to some news and gossip.
Yeah.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Well, we had kind of a heavy segment last week with a lot of deaths in the cast, and I just want to give you guys a little bit of an update on that. We're talking about Kim's ex-husband, Monty, who passed away last week. There was a big report all over the internet in the last few days that Kyle, Mauricio, and her children did not attend Monty's funeral service. Now, that was put on by Kathy and Rick Hilton, and so people were thinking maybe that's why Mauricio wasn't invited or this and that. We can all be assured, Kyle said herself in a Twitter, she, Mauricio, and all the children were definitely there, and they all helped put Monty to rest together as a family. So there was a lot of back and forth about that this week. Monty really loved and appreciated Kathy and Rick for being there for him at the end. And there was another little, I hate that these negative stories kind of come out when he's not here anymore, but they were saying that he was upset that his daughter had gone out of town for the holidays instead of staying with him, and he was mad at Kim, but really he was in such a state that he didn't really know what he was talking about. It just sounds like it got very, very painful for everybody at the end. Aww. So our continued condolences to Kim and the family.
Yeah, need some peace in that family. You know, they need some serious peace.
Really, yes, well, I don't think they'll be getting it anytime soon, guys.
What's next?
Because you all, I hope you guys saw this. Now, we finally know that Kim and Kimberly's other reality show that they're doing, it's called The Mother-Daughter Experiment Celebrity Edition. Oh. It'll be airing on Lifetime, and there is a mind-blowing trailer that came out a couple days ago. Yes. You guys have got to check this out on Lifetime.com. It looks like Kim and Kimberly are airing a whole lot of dirty laundry. It's also Farrah Abraham and her mom, Josie Canseco. Who else is on this cast? I just read the whole thing.
I know, I just
saw
that. I just saw
it's like one of the old
about.
Teen moms or something. Oh, no, Farrah.
Farrah, yeah.
But there's a great shove. Kim gives somebody a shove or something. It's so good.
Yeah. It looks like Kim is headlining this from what I saw.
They're really pushing, Kim and Kimberly's appearance.
Well, she's a dangerous person.
According to Rinna. So make sure that you guys check that out when that begins to air soon. And she's not the only one with another reality show. You guys, I can't tell you how much this news freaking annoyed me. Kyle Richards is a contestant on The Celebrity Apprentice.
Yes.
We're going to have to talk about her on another season of another show when we do the Celebrity Apprentice after show. And this sort of came into the news. We weren't even really sure that this show was being shot right now. There had been no casting news. We didn't know what was going on with it. And then TMZ posts a story and says, you know how they make the whole cast hole up in a hotel? Back when it was Trump in New York City, they all stayed at Trump Tower. They're at some beachside hotel, fancy schmancy in Santa Monica this season. Arnold Schwarzenegger is at the helm, and Kyle is the only cast member who's not staying in the hotel for the 30-day duration of the shoot.
I wonder if the
Fairmont or Lowe's.
It's got to be one of the two. Yeah.
Or they're at that really nice condo at the end of Ocean Avenue. It's a condo, but it looks like a hotel, and I'll bet they could rent out a big portion of it.
My husband was at Lowe's on Friday, and he said there was definitely, like, things set up and stuff. They have a lot of weddings and stuff there. But so Kyle had it put in her contract that she didn't have to stay at the hotel with everyone else, and she's actually shooting scenes there to make it look like she had to stay there with everyone else. But she goes home to Mauricio and the kids, which is, of course, annoying, too.
Well, I mean, I don't blame her. I mean, she got the kids there, and, you know, I think Teresa kind of did similar things.
Hey, Brandy Glanville called her butt to New York City without her boys to do the shoot.
Good point.
Something that we should respect Brandy Glanville over.
My goodness. I miss talking about Brandy on the show. I miss
you
that.
Do?
Well, Kyle's co-stars include another housewife, Portia Williams.
Oh, yes.
And Brooke Burke.
Very glamorous and very educated. Genius Portia Williams.
Boy George and Snooki.
I'm looking
Snooki will be giving Portia a run for her money, I'm sure.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, I knew this was taping before the news broke of who the cast was because my neighbors are in the production. So any juicy gossip I can find out, I'll pass along to our panel members for the show.
Oh, my gosh.
AKA
Well, Kyle Richards or no Kyle Richards, I'm sure it's going to be a fantastic season. And Grant and I will definitely be here breaking it down.
Yes. All right. Well... before that all happens.
Oh, wait. Oh, I'm sorry. There's so much more.
Oh, because we're on here.
Do we have a couple minutes? Because this is important. Yeah. So this week, Yolanda, I have a whole other page. Yolanda posted a photo of herself and Bella laying in a bed, and Bella had an IV attached to her arm. And Yolanda's message was, you know, Bella and her son have to suffer in silence to support Yolanda's journey. And she had also gave an interview this week where Yolanda said that Bella had to quit her equestrian dreams. She was supposed to go to the Olympics in 2016 and had to quit because of her Lyme disease slash her modeling career. But, you know. So, and as far as the children having Lyme disease, Lisa Vanderpump is not happy with the way that this all played out last week. Mohammed himself released a statement and said he doesn't want to make his family's private matters public, that he supports his kids and their mother, and that he's confused as to how his response to a question about how his children are and him saying fine was misconstrued. He's got more respect than to talk about them publicly in a restaurant, so that must have been where he and Lisa's conversation went down. It seemed like he was sort of throwing her a little bit of shade, and LVP herself has responded in interviews this week and said, you know, she regrets acknowledging Kyle's question or even saying anything. So that one got messy real fast.
I respect Mohammed for doing that.
For releasing the statement saying
it's straight.
Yeah,
and he read it on Watch
What I'm Saying. You've got to really think twice to know what you're talking about when you're talking about other people's kids.
Yeah.
You know, and then I don't know if I like the pictures of the IVs and stuff. I don't know if it's...
You don't need all that?
No, I don't need all that on my news feed, but that's me.
You know, you're already aware. You don't need any more awareness.
No, no, not
fully
really.
Aware.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we talk about it every week here at AfterBuzz TV.
I think my problem was with the opportune timing, because wasn't it the very next day after last week's episode, and like Mohammed released the statement, and then she's putting it out there, like, look, they really do have Lyme disease. So I think I had a problem with the timing of the photo. I don't mind her being like, by the way, we all still have Lyme disease. I think it was the fact that it's like, no, she really does. I know they said she doesn't on the show, but she really does. It's kind of like, you don't need to to bow down and answer the public like that.
Oh, I was just going to say that. Do you think she owes the public an answer?
Right.
I don't think so.
No, but she seems to think she does.
She does.
Yeah, that was very deliberate.
All right, what's anything else going on?
What about Eileen? The last thing was about Eileen, but she just said that the cast is toxic and frightening, like her abusive ex-boyfriends.
What? Why is she friends with all these people?
Where did she say that?
I was in an interview last week, or early after, like last Wednesday or so.
Like,
she said that in
an
interview. It was some random.
Why is she friends with all these ladies if they're toxic and abusive?
Well, it was part of a bigger conversation where she was talking about those abusive relationships, and she was saying that, you know, she was codependent and she was making a lot of excuses. And yeah, then she went on to liken the cast to toxic and frightening.
I don't know. I want to defend Eileen and say that it was taken out of context, because I can't connect the two. Because her actions on screen are completely different. She's not playing a victim on screen. No one's attacking her. She's friends with everybody on the show, so it's weird.
It was a written interview, so that's entirely possible, Grant.
I don't know. We always have to... speculation and thoughts about all these things. So
that's
much
why
out
it's
there.
News and gossip, people!
Yes.
I like that. I can take my liberties.
I know. I like that, too. All right, let's take a moment and predict what's coming up next.
And now... your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Well, I think we're all going to jam our butts off to Erika Jane next week, guys.
We need some fun. Yeah, I want some more fun than this contrived party in Culver City.
I think this trip looks super fun. I hope there's drama. I hope everyone gets really drunk at the concert and then they fight afterwards. And what was the scene? What were they arguing about in the scene that's all the tension? Who said what?
Who
is it about Yolanda again?
Who told Yolanda that they were talking about her kids?
Yes. I think Rin is going to be pissed at the end. Like, she's going to be made out to be the bad guy in the conversation, and she's going to be pissed she took the heat.
Well, I think
feel
you're
like
right.
Erica's going to be the hero we know she is, and she's going to stand up and be like, I told her, because you were all wrong for talking about it in the first place, and shut them all down.
Nice.
I think Kyle and Lisa Vanderpump are finally going to show their true friendship and their true colors and get into it over this whole thing. Like, well, you asked. Well, you pushed. Well, I didn't want to say anything.
I like all your predictions, even that part. I really, I don't have any predictions except that I hope that it's going to be really good, that hotel scene where they're all kind of getting angry, but it's just too bad that Yolanda's still not in the mix. Like, I want to see her kind of get in the middle and defend herself, because it's like, you know, I want to, everything's playing out around her, not including her, you know? I want to, like, see her really, like, you know, get involved, so, but... You know, she's not going to go to San Diego, so.
I have one more prediction. I predict I'm going to go home. I'm going to watch The People versus O.J. Simpson. Yes! I'm not going to care anything about that all week until I see you all again next week for Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Ooh, okay. Well, then.
And we can bring up what happens in the show here because so many of our cast members are involved with that story.
A little crossover here.
A little crossover.
I like it.
I'll do my research.
I like it.
Well, in the meantime, if we have something to say, comment, or something we want to send to us, where can we find you guys?
Oh, hi. Farron Ronay here. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And my first novel, The Story of a Single 29-Year-Old Manhattan Lawyer Who's Guided in Her Dreams by Her Dead Italian Grandparents, will be released in April. So follow me for release information.
Ooh. It's called... Yeah!
April!
And it's called Better in the Morning.
Yes, thank you, thank you.
Yes, our author lawyer on panel here. Hey guys, it's Megan Stecker, and if you want to get at me on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter, it is all at Megan Stecker, MEGANSTECHER.
Well, guys, I'm sorry that I couldn't get the live chat rolling in the studio tonight. So please, anything you want to talk to me about, Housewives, Divas, whatever you got, hit me up at Twitter, on Twitter at Christy Reports. And please follow me on Instagram at Christy Reports and check out ChristyReports.com.
And you guys can find me over on Twitter at Grants_Rants and my podcast, Grants Rants Hollywood Talk, with a lot of reality TV talk. And we just launched our YouTube channel, so there's a lot of bonus content there. So all new stuff, so check it out. That'll do it for us for the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.